is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The Atlantic hurricane season starts a week from Saturday, and government forecasters say they expect it to be the busiest in some two decades.
Get ready. Experts are predicting the Atlantic hurricane season that officially starts next week could be record-setting, with an 85% chance of an above-average number of storms. There could be up to 25 named storms. An average season has 14.
Of note, the forecast for named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes is the highest NOAA has ever issued for the May outlook.
Rick Spinrad is the head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
These Seattle-Tacoma Airport flyers were among the 3 million people expected to take to the skies this Memorial weekend.
I have like an hour almost to get onto my flight, and I'm like stressing out.
I'm trying to figure out like what checkpoint to go to, what terminal. The line for even checking your bag was really long as well.
AAA says nearly 44 million people will travel 50 or more miles from home for the holiday, the most in about 20 years. Louisiana's governor is expected to sign a first-of-its-kind bill that puts abortion-inducing drugs in the dangerous and deadly category. Republican State Representative Julie Emerson was the bill's sponsor.
I totally understand and agree that there's a lot of good uses for these medications, but if overutilized, they can be incredibly harmful and cause death.
Another questionable flag has been caught flying at Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's vacation home. The New York Times reporting the flag at his Jersey Beach house last year may have represented the hope for a more Christian-centered government. University of Virginia law professor and ethics expert Amanda Frost.
Alito has not behaved over the last few years with the kind of judicial temperament that it would be nice to see. I think flying the flag itself was a real violation of the appropriate role of a judge.
President Biden has hosted Kenya's leader at the White House.
The president discussed partnership with Kenya on a range of issues, including technology and climate change. He was also asked to respond to the International Criminal Court's intent to seek arrest warrants for Israeli officials over the war in Gaza.
We don't recognize the jurisdiction by ICC, the way it's being exercised, and it's that simple.
Biden also said comparing the actions of Israel to those of Hamas are out of line.
We don't think there's an equivalence between what Israel did and what Hamas did.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Central Command says 3 U.S. troops have suffered non-combat, mostly minor injuries, while setting up and working on the pier the military built at Gaza. Wall Street, the Dow lost 606 points today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A severe weather risk for tomorrow has been upgraded with 2 potential rounds of storms. The morning round could bring winds near 45 miles an hour. Higher winds could come later in the evening. A local lawn care worker named Jose Emmanuel Perez Moreno heroically put out a house fire in Caledonia this morning. He stopped the mower, grabbed an extinguisher, and put out kitchen flames. Cops are calling him a hero. Metro's conducting a survey until June 19th. They're looking at exploring service options like adding more trains and enhanced weekend service from the Kenosha station. The DOT starts construction next week on a new roundabout at Highways 11 and J in Burlington. It'll include road closures and detours through the summer. While many communities have canceled Memorial Day parades, Burlington and Racine will hold theirs on Monday morning. They'll be followed by ceremonies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers wrapping up OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. And the Packers wrapping up their first week of OTA practices today. They'll be back at it next week after Memorial Day. They had a rash of torn pectoral muscle injuries in the weight room. Right tackle Zach Tom, tight end Tucker Kraft, and even Matt LaFleur suffering torn pec muscles while bench pressing, each requiring surgery.
Yeah, Tuck's going to be out until training camp. You know, hopefully he's back by training camp. If not, it should be early on. He's on the Matt LaFleur plan right now.
The All-NBA first team announced, and for the sixth time in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo making the list. Baseball, Brewers losing 1-0 last night in Miami in a pitcher's duel that was over in an hour and 57 minutes. Willie Adames says he had a closed-door meeting with Pat Murphy.
Me and Murph, we had a really good conversation for like 20 minutes. I told him, I said, you know, like, I've been great mentally because I've been hitting the ball hard. It's just like you say, you know, they haven't been dropping, but if you lose, makes it worse, you know?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high mid-70s. Sunny in mid-70s Saturday, more rain and only mid-60s Sunday. Starting sunny on Monday, then some clouds and maybe a shower in the afternoon, high upper 60s. It's 71 right now.
Information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Call my uncle, took the message, and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Well, now a song that was a cover of an old Motown hit. Blood, Sweat, and Tears founder and keyboard player Al Kooper came up with the idea to cover this song, but he left the group before they recorded it. His replacement, David Clayton Thomas, took over and sang lead vocal on this track. It's Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You've made me so very happy on WRJN.
I lost my blood before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more, I chose you for the one, now we're having so much fun, you treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind, you made me so very happy, I'm so glad you with you.
'cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah. I love you so much, you see.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. I'm here. Well, I'm
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrows.
And how can you mend the broken walls?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
Stop the sun from shining. What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win?
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
Can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
And how can you mend this broken man? How can a loser
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Tell a friend. I'm Kurt Vollman and Corey Hartman's with me. Hey, Corey.
How's it going?
Doing well. Corey is a valued member of the Civic Media Radio team and also a part of Severe Studios, a storm chasing company, right?
That's right. And we also do radio weather for 75 stations across the upper Midwest.
Wow. I wanted to chat with you because obviously, Monday and Tuesday, we had some pretty severe weather across Wisconsin. And we all know that in Iowa, it was deadly with tornadoes and everything. So when it gets severe like this, how does your team jump into action? Walk me through the process.
Well, there's a couple different parts to it, of course. One is about preparedness, right? So we'll jump on, we'll do interviews and radio hits, television hits, whatever we need. But then my group of storm chasers goes out and actually tracks the storms. Most of them kind of got left behind by how fast these storms were moving in the last couple days here. So they were out in Colorado chasing storms. They had to drive all the way across Nebraska and a good chunk of Iowa, wow. And then tried to get into Wisconsin, but the storms really took off. Some of them were moving at 70 to 80 miles per hour, the storms were. So it's sometimes difficult to track that. We don't always have the best terrain here in Wisconsin either for storm chasing.
I think in the Racine area, we kind of dodged a bullet a little bit.
You did. You didn't even get a warning there. I'm looking back at the warnings and the reports and everything from the last 24, 48 hours, and it just missed. But really, it was the whole rest of the state that got wind. There were a couple of confirmed tornadoes. Just in the last little while here, there was a tornado that was confirmed in Kakana by Green Bay. Mm-hmm. So we've got, we really had everything there on Tuesday night.
Can you hang out a little bit?
Sure can.
Stay right there. It's Corey Hartman and it's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Here's a great new way for Racine to wake up weekday mornings. Local news and timeless hits. We'll also have local sports, weather, some laughs, and we'll talk to the folks who make our community great. So come join me weekday morning, 6 till 9 a.m. here on WRJN. We're hometown radio. We're fresh. WRJN.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Sticking to my God like a snap to a letter, like birds of a
News and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN where you go, where you travel. Just download the app at civicmedia.us.
Thank you.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Remember, WRJN's Big Deal Store is having a sale this weekend. You can go there and find deals on all kinds of food, merchandise, and services. Simply log on to WRJN.com. Take a look at all of your chances to save at least 30%. But this Memorial Day weekend, we're taking another 15% off all weekend long. Just click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People all over Wisconsin are busy cleaning up Tuesday night's storm damage. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends you avoid door-to-door repair crews who use high-pressure sales tactics. DatGap says you're better off asking your friends, neighbors, or your insurance agent for recommendations. Wisconsin's rate for melanoma skin cancer is slightly higher than the U.S. average. Dermatologist Adam Sutton says that's why it's important to get checked.
An individual that has 50 or more moles on their body has about a fourfold increased risk for the development of melanoma. So that's pretty significant. Even if we have really normal looking moles, if we have a lot of them, we're at greater risk for the development of melanoma.
One in five Americans will have some type of skin cancer by age 70. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A local lawn care worker is a hero after putting out a Caledonia house fire this morning. Village police say Jose Emmanuel Perez Moreno was cutting grass outside of a home on Charles Street when he noticed smoke from inside. He grabbed a fire extinguisher and entered the burning home to put out the flames in the kitchen area. He was able to slow the spread until firefighters took over. It happened at around 7:30 this morning and everyone was able to get out of the home. One person was treated for smoke inhalation. Police say the hero, Perez Moreno, packed up after the incident and went on to the next job. If you want more trains running out of Kenosha, Metra has a survey up. The commuter rail service based in Chicago is conducting a survey to gather feedback from riders about their current travel patterns and future preferences. The survey remains open until June 19th and aims to help Metra explore service options. There have been recent schedule changes, adding more trains and enhanced weekend service in and out of the Kenosha station. Work starts next week on another Racine County roundabout. The DOT begins work Wednesday on a new intersection at Highway 11 in County J in the city of Burlington. In addition to the roundabout, the project will include updated signage and pavement markings. Throughout the summer, there will be road closures and detours. There will be a total shutdown at some point. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high mid-70s. Sunny in mid-70s Saturday, more rain and only mid-60s Sunday. Starting sunny on Monday, then some clouds and maybe a shower in the afternoon, high upper 60s. Right now it's 73.
Sometimes
Timeless hits and the Milwaukee Brewers all together. We make the perfect soundtrack for summer. Next game is coming up tomorrow night. You can hear it right here on WRJN.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
get around.
I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, our goal is to be Racine's source for all things local. So if your nonprofit group is holding an event, you think we should tell everybody about it? Email us the details at info@wrjn.com. We'll work it into the schedule. Here's Elvis Presley on WRJN.
7 lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run. What you're running to or from, all I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before.
such a man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes,
rain in my shoes,
searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 cold Kentucky rain.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. I've been chatting with Corey Hartman here this afternoon. He's a member of the Civic Media Radio team and also a part of Severe Studios, who provides weather updates for radio and TV across the upper Midwest. You mentioned when we were talking before that you have a team of storm chasers. Do you get out there and actually chase these storms?
I sure do.
What are you,
nuts?
Yes.
I don't get out as much as I used to, because I'm usually running things in the headquarters. I did a 5-hour YouTube stream yesterday so that the radio stations could just kind of dip in and out of it as it was needed. But yeah, I still get out there and chase, and I try to get at least one tornado a year. On film.
Oh, Is it, what is it, an adrenaline rush for you or what?
I mean, I really started because of broadcasting. So my whole thing is about getting the warning out and making sure that people know it's coming. And I really just love to put broadcasting together with severe weather coverage. And of course, we have a streaming platform so you can see exactly what all the chasers are seeing as they see it. And you can watch it live.
All right. Well, as I said before, I think the Racine area kind of dodged the bullet with the storms this week. But as we look forward to the rest of this spring, which can be severe weather season, you talked about preparedness. What should we be doing now to prepare for the next severe storm?
Yeah, we're going into the peak season right now, here kind of toward the end of May and the first part of June. But we can get severe weather pretty much any time of the year, maybe not the dead of winter. But to prepare for severe weather, really, you've got to be able to get the warning. That's a big thing. So make sure your emergency alerts are turned on your phone. NOAA weather radio is a great thing. It's we call it a smoke alarm for tornadoes. So you should probably pick one of those up. Plus, they can be, battery backup.
Right.
And have a place to go, have a shelter, have a plan and a place to take your family and be safe.
All right. Corey Hartman is part of Civic Media and Severe Studios. How do we check out Severe Studios? What do we do to find you?
Yep. Severe Studios, all one word, on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter X.
All right, Corey. Thanks.
Thank you.
It's Corey Hartman and Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between at Happy 8 Collectibles, where every shelf tells a story. Whether you're a seasoned collector or just starting your journey, they've got you covered. Vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Their collection is ever-changing, so stay updated by following Happy 8 Collectibles on social media. And check out their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall in Greendale and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills Mall in Gurney, Illinois. Happy 8 Collectibles. We collect everything.
In the hustle of daily life, we often forget to hit the pause button. Take a break and relax at the Peach Cobbler Factory. 12 varieties of mouth-watering cobbler, each crowned with vanilla bean ice cream. From classic peach or indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, there's a flavor for every craving. Shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or indulgent freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Relax in the warmth of pure southern delight. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue, open every day noon to 10.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. If you've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month, tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back and, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN. Baby, I can't let you go. I need you so. Baby, give up.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 2 on WRJN.